Welcome to episode 40 of the Faith-Led Working Moms podcast. And for me, it's crazy to even say that to you guys. You know, a lot of times in life, you awkwardly or even timidly step out in faith, not exactly sure where you feel like you're being led. But waiting and not taking any step or action whatsoever starts to feel like disobedience. So you take one step in a direction that feels like it may be what the Lord is leading you to, which is really my story with how this podcast came about. I started this podcast not quite a year ago, really having hardly listened to many podcasts at all. The opportunity to start one just started popping up more and more, and it made no logical sense to me. I had no desire to even put myself out there or dream having this dream really to start one. But nonetheless, I felt not taking a step forward in faith was turning into disobedience. So I took the leap. And this podcast started out to support working moms who have the desire to grow in their faith and their relationship with the Lord, to show up present for their families as a wife and mom, and feel good about growing in their careers and helping financially for their families, to be intentional and to be present for the call and blessings God has put on their lives. And since then, so much life has happened. And I have no doubt, so much life has happened for you as well. These last few months and everything that's been happening are a testament that life happens in the messy middle. Life happens and transitions are forced upon us a lot of times because of so many things that are out of our control. My family's life has been rocked this last year so unexpectedly. And for those of you who are a part of this community, know that my husband unexpectedly went to heaven over 6 months ago now, and we've been left in a world that has so many questions, where nothing is normal, where there's no schedule that makes sense, where our foundation has been in question and our belief system and what we believe in and why we believe it has been under a microscope. The conversations I've had to have with my children have been absolutely heartbreaking. And this is my reality and what we're living with every single moment of every single day. Life unfolds both around us and within the unique circumstances of our individual journeys. We continually come up against a multitude of changes, some anticipated, but often the majority are unexpected, unforeseen twists and turns. I've just shared mine, but what is it for you right now? What murky waters are you wading through right now, and where is your foundation in the middle of it all? Life is unexpected. Our days are full of adjusting and adapting, and there's no guaranteed constant except our relationship with our Lord and how deep His love is and how much He promises and wants to show up for each and every one of us. But how much margin do we give Him to allow ourselves to experience His love and His goodness? What are we doing to posture ourselves to recognize His working in our lives? So today is an episode that I'm excited about. It's been laid on my heart to share with you. And what we're talking about is 5 tips to transform your time with God, even when you're super busy. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of 3 who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to to the Faith-Led Working Moms podcast. We know how hectic life can get, and if we aren't intentional about our priorities and pouring into those areas, our days will go by in a flurry and we'll be left feeling exhausted and burned out and even frustrated. Within all of the responsibilities we have, we can't afford not to prioritize our relationship with God within all the chaos and noise that's moving all around us. So today, I want to share 5 practical tips to help you transform your time with God and grow your relationship with Him as a busy mom, because honestly, there isn't any constant in this life. Nothing is guaranteed in this life except our secured relationship with the Lord and how we were created to rely and be in relationship with Him. When I share these tips, I want us to remember that all of us are in different places and different seasons within our lives. Some of you may be doing some of these already, and some of these may be new suggestions or reminders for others. Just start with one and see how you feel. And remember that it's about making deliberate, intentional changes so you can be transformed from the inside out, so you can show up for the areas God is calling you to steward. So tip number one in helping transform your time with God when life is busy is to start your day with prayer and scripture. Mornings can be chaotic in any household, especially with kids to get ready for school and other responsibilities that are clouding our brains when we first wake up. However, carving out just a few minutes at the start of your day for prayer and even reading scripture, if you can get that in, can set a positive tone for the rest of the day and how it unfolds. Whether it's before the kids wake up or while they're eating breakfast, find a quiet moment to connect with God. It doesn't have to be long. A short prayer of gratitude and maybe a few verses can really make a significant difference in your mindset and outlook for the day. And better yet, do it with your kids while they're eating too, and cover them with His presence before even leaving the house. Tip number 3 is to incorporate God into your daily tasks. As moms, our to-do lists are never ending. But instead of seeing these tasks as distractions from our faith, we can use them as opportunities to connect with God. Whether you're folding the laundry, cooking dinner, or driving the kids to soccer practice, use that time to pray, to listen to worship music, or even listen to a podcast or audiobook that nourishes your spiritual growth. By integrating and incorporating God into our daily activities, we can turn mundane moments into meaningful encounters with Him. The third tip I want to say is to make use of technology. And this is bad for a lot of us, but it can also be good. In today's digital cloudy age, technology can actually be a valuable tool for enhancing our spiritual lives. There's countless apps out there that offer daily devotionals and guided prayers and scripture readings that are all conveniently accessible on our phones or tablets, computers, whatever you use the most. But you can take advantage of these resources to stay connected with God throughout the day, even when you're on the go. So whether you have 5 minutes between meetings or while you're waiting to pick up the kids from school, you can use that time to engage in meaningful spiritual practices with the help of technology. Options are really limitless, and you can even make it more fun and do a Bible study with a friend through the Bible app if you want, and you can have extra accountability to make sure you're doing it every day. I just did a devotional series with a good friend, and it was so helpful and totally doable. Tip number 4 is to prioritize weekly worship and community. While individual time with God is truly essential, something that I think all of us need, we also need to support and fellowship and have the fellowship of other believers. Make it a priority to attend weekly worship service Saturday, Sunday, whenever it is for you, and participate in a small group or Bible study if you can. Not only will this help you stay accountable in your faith journey, but it also provides opportunities for encouragement and prayer and having the growth alongside fellow moms and other believers who really can share and understand the challenges that you face, because they have those same challenges a lot of times. But don't underestimate the power of community in strengthening your relationship with God. It can really enhance and enrich your life, even if you're going through a really busy season. You also have me through this podcast and the free community group over on Facebook that you can be encouraged and plug in there as well. And the last tip I want to give is to give yourself grace. And as I'm getting older, I'm getting bigger and bigger on this. And maybe it's because I know I need to remember this for myself so many times. I don't know. But remember to give yourself grace. As busy moms, we often put immense pressure on ourselves to do it all and to do it all perfectly. But the truth is, none of us are perfect, and God doesn't expect us to be. There will be days when our time with God looks different than we planned, or when we feel like we've fallen short in our spiritual disciplines. But instead of dwelling on our shortcomings, which a lot of us do, let's show ourselves the same grace and compassion that God offers us. Trust that God understands the season of life you're in and knows your heart, even when your time with Him feels imperfect. Life, like we have said, is unpredictable. Our days are filled with having to adapt and make endless adjustments. But one constant remains: the steadfastness of our relationship with our Lord. In the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the uncertainty, it is essential to remember God's unwavering love for us. His love knows no bounds and is always present, offering us comfort, strength, and guidance as we navigate the challenges of being working moms. So I want to encourage you to try at least one of the tips we've shared today, whether it's starting your day with prayer and scripture, incorporating God into your daily tasks, making use of technology for spiritual growth, prioritizing weekly worship and community, or simply giving yourself more grace. Take a step towards deepening your connection with God today. Remember, it's not about perfection, but about progress. Even small efforts can lead to significant transformations in your faith journey and your life as a busy mom. You are capable, you are loved, and you are not alone on this journey. Embrace the grace that God extends to you and lean on His strength as you strive to prioritize your relationship with Him, even when life feels like a lot. And I hope that as you walk in this week, that you remember that God's love is with you every step of the way. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools, and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.